Our coffers were empty to pay for your pleasures by Juicy Temple. Friday the 15th of August until Sunday the 5th of October. If luxury is what is produced in excess of an object's capacity to be used, then anything can be luxury if you just make it useless. Joanna Walsh. Commissioned by A Space Arts, Our Coffers Were Empty to Pay for Your Pleasures by Josie Temple is an installation exploring cycles of desirability, extraction and obsolescence through a factual fable of the Asian arowana, a critically endangered fish turned luxury commodity. Artificial scarcity and selective breeding practices have transformed the fish into a status symbol, and despite a waning market, multi-million pound arowana trade persists through networks of breeders, collectors, international championships and groomers who perform cosmetic surgeries on the fish. Informed by a research trip to Singapore and Malaysia in 2024, this exhibition visualises the fancied fate of an anthropomorphised arowana, a former champion cast aside. The main gallery has been reimagined as the arowana's boudoir, littered with the ephemera of success, costumes, certificates and branded merchandise. These individual works repurpose pound shop tap, broken toys and fast fashion garments, the detritus of overproduction. Championship trophies are shaped like cornucopias or horns of plenty, collage with photographs taken from the 1970s bodybuilding magazines. Reworked model ships are hand-printed with invented heraldic symbols based on Southampton's coat of arms. These shrunken relics of imperialism reference the city's maritime history and the post-war hubris of the British Empire. Below, in the Barker Mill product space, a number of light boxes emit a radiant glow, reminiscent of the arowana aquariums and showrooms. They display posters and promotional materials from our protagonist's heyday. Inspired by actual advertisements from the arowana's surgical tools, nutritional supplements and tanning lamps, these works also reference movie posters from the golden age of Hollywood. The ruthless star-making machine evoked in films like Sunset Boulevard, 1950, and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, 1962, echoes the lineage of British colonial extractive industries in Malaysia, the golden arowana's place of origin. Weaving throughout the exhibition is a soundscape made by Josie in collaboration with Wesley Gonzalez. The first-person melodic memoir tells the story of the arowana and her tragic rise and fall in a stream of consciousness. It blends the artist's field research with fictional references from literature and film. By framing the arowana trade as contemporary tale of overreach, exploitation and spectacle, Our Coffers Were Empty to Pay for Your Pleasures reflects the familiar matrix of frictions, global trade, conspicuous consumption, and ecological and moral decay. Credits: Mia Delve, curator; Kane Applegate, technician; Landog 1066, costume designer; Billy Turnbull, studio assistant; Laurie Lodes, lighting designer; Wesley Gonzalez, music composer; Fizz Oliver and Rosie Plain, vocals; Bert Ackley, mistranslation poems; Una Breton, set seamstress; and Alex Sutherland, sewn support. Lopane Singh, Malaysia research trip producer; Karina Barroca, critical writing commission; with thanks, Wendy Fagan, Brett Turnbull, Mina Hadari-Waite, Kira Saunders, Ning Tan, Neera Kramer, Ellen Mara de Watcher, Andreas Saigan, Dr. Kiori Nagy, and the many people involved in the arowana industry who open up their homes, farms, shops and aquariums for Josie. Associated events: drop-in family workshop, Takeaway Treasure with Josie Turnbull. Thursday 21st of August, 11 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. This drop-in session invites you to explore what makes something treasure-worthy. You'll get a magpie's eyes view of the materials Josie uses in her practice and craft them into keepsakes to take home. FLARB, Free, Lazy, Arty, Radical Book Club. Saturday the 6th of September, 2:30 p.m. till 4 p.m. Join Zest co-director and artist Ellen Gillette for an informal conversation in response to the exhibition, referencing a newly commissioned text by Kairani Baraka, along with some coffee and cake. Artist Voices, in conversation with Josie Turnbull and Kairani Baraka, online, Thursday the 25th of September, 6:30 p.m. until 8 p.m. Join Josie Turnbull and artist and writer Kairani Baraka as they explore the ideas behind Josie's commission and discuss art making, fish, fiction and fables. GHT Creative Writing Group, Sunday 28th of September, 12:30 p.m. till 4 p.m. Led by Susmita Bhattacharya, this writing group offers a series of free workshops using our contemporary art programme as the stimulus for creativity. For this workshop, Susmita will be exploring different forms of flash fiction. Beginners welcome. Artist-led tour, The Fabled Fortunes of a Fish with Josie Turnbull, Sunday the 5th of October, 2:30 p.m. until 4 p.m. A special celebration to mark the end of the exhibition, featuring a tour led by the artist, providing an insight into her creative process, followed by an informal Q&A session with both Josie and A Space Arts curator and programme manager, Mia Delve.